Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Sophia and I'm here today with Reese, who just recently went into surgery, and she's going to talk about how it affected her recently.
Hi guys, I'm Reese and I just went through a laparoscopic cystectomy on February 5th.
Okay, so I'm not actually sure how this even happened, but can you tell us how, like, what caused you to go into the surgery? Like, what caused you to even have it? What was it called?
A laparoscopic cystectomy.
Yeah.
So there's actually no definite cause of how this happens to someone, but I was at one of my basketball games, and I remember I couldn't stand up. Like, it was really hard for me. So I stayed home from school for the week, and then I went to the doctor, and they told me nothing was wrong. I just needed to rest. And I waited for, like, 2 weeks until I went to the ER, and they told me I had to get surgery. And I had to wait 2 months to get my surgery done.
Okay, so what was the process like for you leading up and then going through and then after your surgery?
Leading up to surgery, I felt pretty normal, but the one day in first period geometry, I was sitting next to my friends and it hurt really bad.
Wait, what hurt?
My stomach, where I'm getting the surgery, you jackwagon!
Okay. Okay, wait, so you were getting the surgery, like, in your stomach?
Yeah, it's on my ovary, which is on my lower, like, abdomen kind of area, so that's where they made the incisions, on the left and right lower abdomen.
Okay, so you felt fine leading up to surgery, and then what was, like, the turning point?
Honestly, it hurt really bad in the beginning of December, but towards the end and all throughout January, I felt pretty normal until the day of surgery, which is when they gave me, like, tons of medicine. That's when I started to hurt again. So I first started hurting in the middle of my first period geometry class, but this was on a Monday, the week after I took off from school, so my parents didn't really believe me because that weekend I'd been feeling fine. So they thought I was just trying to get out of school because of it, so they wouldn't pick me up. So I finally convinced them. I told them, like, I was like, I'll go to the ER, like, I just need to leave school. And so that day they picked me up in sixth period and took me to the ER.
Okay, so that was your experience leading up to your surgery. What was happening during your surgery, like at the hospital and then before they put you, you know, under anesthesia?
Honestly, before my surgery, I don't really remember much. I think it was because they made me take, like, tons of medicine. But I remember it felt really quick. Everyone was super nice besides my surgeon. I really hated her. I didn't like her at all. She was really rude. I remember waking up in the anesthesia, like, the only thing I wanted to do was cry. So when I went home, I was still kind of, like, really tired. And I remember my sister and my cousin, they came running through the door screaming my name. And I was really done, and I didn't want to talk to them at all. But my sister gave me a gift, and she threw it at me. And that was kind of nice, but yeah.
Okay, so I know you can't remember a lot of things during your process, during the process when you were in the hospital and then getting transported to the surgery room and then a little bit after because you were on some medicine. So do you have, you know, what do you think about the after effects of your surgery? Like, what is it going to affect in your social life? Like, I know you play sports. How is it going to affect that? And then how is it going to affect, like, your learning ability?
After surgery, it was really hard for me to get back into school. There was a lot of schoolwork that I missed, and I know a lot of teachers would post it on the Google Classroom, but still, catching up and learning like that wasn't really ideal at the time. We're pretty far into the school year, so the work wasn't that easy. So when I went back into school, it was really hard to catch up with some of the material. And as far as sports, I was going through softball practices and basketball practices and games. So I missed out on basically my whole basketball season, and I'm about to go into my school softball season. And I haven't practiced in a few months, so it's going to be hard just going back into it like that.
Okay, so I know a lot of those things, at least for you, are kind of short term. Like, those are just things that affect you in high school. Do you think the surgery, since it's affecting those things, will affect you in the long term in life?
I definitely missed out on a lot of practicing sports. A lot of my friends were able to practice off-season softball. They had a lot of practices that I missed, so I think it's going to be hard for me to get back into that, but otherwise, in the long term, I don't really think so.
Okay, so I'm not really familiar on the specifics of your surgery. I know, like, when people get, you know, surgery on their leg or their arm or their spine, they do physical therapy. Have you had to do any of that to ease your way back into, you know, softball, basketball, you know, your sports that you do?
No, I haven't had to do any physical therapy. They said you could, but my dad doesn't really believe in that sort of thing. He just kind of thinks, like, get over it and do it.
So after the surgery, after you realized that you couldn't participate in sports anymore, and it would, like, not like anymore, but like for a little while, because you have to like slowly get back into the way you know, perform in sports, and also like the load of schoolwork that you missed, do you think it's affecting your mental health, obviously, like with the strain of the recent surgery and then all this workload?
I know I've had, like, a lot of, a lack of energy ever since my surgery, and, I think it's really gonna affect my performance in sports when I start back up again, but can't say for sure right now. The surgery that I had, it was definitely for the best, so that I could keep performing in my life activities and hobbies in the future.
Okay, thank you, Reese, for coming on the podcast. Thank you for everyone who listened, and I hope you enjoyed.